The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Thanks for joining in with us this morning. We've got a good show going today. Rocky Slaughter, Troy Payne from the Shasta County Veterans Service Office, and big update on everything going on there. Today, the last day of March. Finally. This seemed like a long month to you, or is it just because I keep whining about it?
It seems whinging. It seems pretty long.
It seems long. It was, remember February last year? It was 54 days long last year.
Yeah.
This one seems like we're up into the easily into the 50s. Anyway, no, last day of March. 7:06 in the morning news at the top of the hour, always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Ben's here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Every so often you get this weird thing. And I heard the alarm, because our alarm goes off every time, a ding goes off every time somebody opens the door around here. And I heard it, and I was kind of standing off to the side there getting ready to get coffee, and I thought, boy, this would be a good time to Ben walks in, and I jump on him and scare him. And then I thought, I don't know, Ben looks like he can take care of himself, and he'd probably turn around and throw a elbow into my face and break my nose. So I did not start the day off like that. Even if you couldn't do that, Ben, you look like you could do that.
Well, thank you.
That's half the fight right there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It definitely is.
Yep. Okay. So what national days do we have today?
It's National Prom Day.
Prom Day?
Yeah.
Did you ever go to a prom?
Yeah.
Did you? Did you go to a prom?
So did I.
Yeah. I went to, I think it was a junior and a senior.
Yeah, I went to both my junior and senior proms.
Yeah. Okay.
It's national.
You know, proms were different when I grew up. Proms were, you'd saved your money so that you went over in my Volkswagen, picked up my date, and tried to get, you know, they had these big dresses, tried to get her into the front seat of the Volkswagen. And got that worked. And then, like, four couples met, and we'd have a special dinner at a restaurant like adults.
We did that. I did that.
Yeah. So we'd have dinner, and then we'd go over to the prom. And, of course, do you still have pictures of the prom?
I'm sure I do somewhere.
Yeah, so I think I do, too. I think somewhere that there, in fact, my mom, decades ago, made a photo album of my life up until then. And I think that picture. Do you remember who you went to the prom with?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But
what was her name?
Leslie.
Okay. I went to the prom with Janet Talcott. She was 5 feet tall. Or 5'1", maybe 5'1". Yeah.
Yeah, my parents took pictures of everything.
Oh, yeah.
My parents have multiple albums of us growing up. It's pretty neat to go back and go through them, though.
It is cool.
Some of the places like we traveled to when I was younger.
Yeah.
And then to see it now.
Yeah, we used to go to the Great Smoky Mountains on our vacations. We did that for several years in North Carolina on the border there. Up in Dollywood's there now and up in that area and all that. Okay, what's the other day?
It's National Tater Day.
I'm sorry?
Tater, potato.
Oh, tater day?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
National Bunsen Burner Day.
Do they still use Bunsen burners? I don't know. Do they still do that?
I'm sure they do.
They must.
They have to.
Yeah, that was what you would do to, it was in your chemistry lab, and it would warm up solutions. Yeah.
I remember.
Natural gas. Yeah. Okay. I don't know. Maybe they don't do that. Maybe it's too dangerous. people setting themselves on fire.
Yeah, nowadays, who knows, you know?
Who knows? Okay.
Well, I'm sure they don't have them in high schools anymore. But I'm sure they still use them in scientific, you know.
Why don't you look that up while I'm talking about the weather here? Rain says here, mainly after 1 p.m., however, when you woke up this morning, grass is wet and everything. Light winds, chance precipitation, 80%. And tonight, rain. Tomorrow, rain. High near 61. Today, a high near 67. Wednesday night, showers and possibly a thunderstorm before 11 p.m. Then the rain likely after that. And chance of precipitation, 90%. We could get wind gusts as high as 25 miles per hour tomorrow. Thursday, a 50% chance of rain, partly sunny, with a high near 64. And then Friday, we go back out again with the sunshine. And a high around 77. Saturday and Sunday, clear with highs in the low 80s. And then Monday, sunny with a high near 82. So it's going to be raining today and tomorrow, maybe Thursday, but Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday might be nice and clear for Easter. So you can still have your Easter egg hunts and all of that. And weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned business. It's locally owned. It's locally operated. It's a veteran-owned business. Been in the business about 30 years, close to 30 years, in the Kenny family. Three generations of the Kennys are working in that business still. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They provide outstanding service to their customers, and they're just really good people, the Kenny family. Shasta Gas Propane, you can reach them at 530-365-3793. Okay. We're getting ready to go to space again. The Artemis II space capsule, spaceship, is heading out tomorrow morning with three Americans and one Canadian. They're heading for the moon for the first time in half a century. We've had other, you know, we've had robotics land there, but no human has set down on the moon, and they will not touch, they will not set down on the moon. But what this does is it tests all the systems to be able to put man on the moon again. It's the first in a renewed lunar campaign with a crew, and it's a 10-day journey, and will pave the way for NASA to put boots back on the surface in the years ahead. They're going to do the pilot the NASA's Orion crew capsule through the Earth's atmosphere to make a parachute-assisted water landing in the Pacific Ocean near California. So it's supposed to launch tomorrow it's got a 2-hour launch window beginning at 6:24. Why not 6:30? 6:24 p.m. It's 3:24 Pacific Standard Time. And if bad weather or other issues arise before liftoff, NASA has also announced other launch opportunities available April 2nd through the 6th, and again April 30th. So, well, hopefully it can get up tomorrow. It was slated for February before they found some hydrogen fuel leaks and helium flow issues on the 322-foot Space Launch System rocket. So it's going to take them further than anybody's ever been away from Earth. And it's going to there to test all the systems to make sure that they can send a crew to the moon. They're going to travel up to 6,000 miles above the lunar surface. They're going to see parts of the far side of the moon that not even Apollo astronauts witnessed. And at that distance, the moon will appear to be to the crew about the size of a basketball. So they're not kind of like going over so they can pick out, you know, find out where the, you know, where we left the car up there. And if you think about it, we left the car and we left other debris. Does it, you know, is it kind of like, it's not like driving by, you know, that house down the street. It's got three or four cars parked out in front. This car was probably $1 million. Okay, and this is more than 3 years after they launched the Artemis 1, sending the Orion capsule on a moon-orbiting mission without a crew. And this, I know, it's kind of exciting. You know, it used to be that we'd have, the first launches were so exciting. And then they got, there were so many of them. Astronauts were sent on the moon and nobody really knew their names. And then they had that horrible tragedy with the Columbia that blew up. And then they had another one where the astronauts were coming back into Earth and they were in the Earth's atmosphere and the capsule came apart. I think it was over Texas. And they were all killed in that. So, and let me see, what else? A 212-foot core stage propelled by four engines, liquid hydrogen, liquid oxygen, and two 177-foot tall solid rocket boosters. And that's what it takes to get there. The crew module of is 11 feet high and 16 and a half feet wide, but affords plenty of amenities and state-of-the-art protection from the hazards of space travel, including a storage locker that would shelter the crew from solar radiation. Okay. I'm stoked. So that's going to be tomorrow. I think I'm going to watch it. I'm sure there's going to be all types of coverage on it, and then you can see it after that on every probably social media platform ever. All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hit 'em up, hit 'em up, move 'em on, hit 'em up, rawhide. Cut 'em out, ride 'em in, cut 'em out, ride 'em in, rawhide.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Red Bluff Roundup is on.
April 17th, 18th, and 19th.
Get your tickets now.
Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors.
It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country.
Tickets are on sale now, so grab the best seats while you can.
It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more.
Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5. Rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends of Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Everybody calls the say Lions. Your Lions putting on the Ritz. Cool blast hitting heat. That's the pitch. No more fits. No more sweating buckets. No freezing bits. Oh, Lions putting on the Ritz. Everybody.
Get our early bird AC tune-up special now. Call Alliance at 2212-642.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palos Eagle locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot, and streaming live at kcnrradio.com. Go to our homepage there, look in our archives, see about all the shows, find out what's going on in the world. We have 6 different news feeds going in there, weather, find out who's on our program this week and next week. Yeah, and you can also click on our sponsors, and it'll take you right to their webpage. Hey, the 14th Annual Chicks and Chaps Reading Breast Cancer Fundraiser Luncheon is going to happen on May 2nd, and it's going to be a great event, great food, inspiring speakers, raffle prizes, silent auction, and much more, all while supporting local breast cancer education, prevention, and survivor programs. All the money stays right here at the in Redding and in Shasta County. In fact, they've been giving out grants to people that have to help them make it through the breast cancer experience that they're having. And just go to Redding Rodeo Association. Well, let me make sure I get that right. You just go to readingrodeo.com and click under Chicks and Chaps, and you can buy your tickets right there. You can either buy a table and get the Ruby package, or you can buy individual tickets. That's the 14th Annual Chicks and Chaps. Linda and I went to the Empty Bowls event yesterday, and it's the first ever that the Good News Rescue Mission put on. And it was at the Elks Club, and local chefs made soups and chili for guests. And each person attended got the chili from local artists, local restaurants, bread from local bakeries. And you got to take home a handmade ceramic bowl made by artisans here in Redding, from schools to regularly, you know, people that sculptors and all those kind of things that made these bowls. And Linda and I picked out a couple bowls to take home with us. They're really beautiful. The artwork on them were just beautiful. But all the money for the event will go to the Rescue Mission's food program, which serves between 600 and 800 meals every day to people in our community. It was a good event. It was, they had California Highway Patrol was serving it up along with, you know, local celebs. Well, I don't know how many local celebs were doing it, but, I saw Tanessa Audette there and she was serving, but it was really a good event. You know, plenty of tables, plenty of soup and bread, and they also had cookies. And the bowls were beautiful.
Yeah.
So it was the first time. I would go back to that.
Soup was good?
Soup was real good. Did you? Oh, no.
I didn't go.
You didn't get there. No. But
I'm not a big soup person, but, I mean, I'll eat it here and there.
So. Well, they had chili, and they had a bacon. They had a bacon potato chowder that was excellent. The chili was a little spicy, but good. And they had, potato leek soup and Ethiopian chicken soup, which I was told was really good. Chicken, it was chicken and rice. So It was a good event. It's going in front of the Supreme Court. Who gets to be called an American? and it's about the birthright. And they're going to hear oral arguments this week in a case that will decide the future of birthright citizenship in the U.S. What it is anybody that's here, whether you're here on a visa, or if you're just come here and doesn't even have to be legally, and you have a child, the child is automatically a U.S. citizen. I think we're one of the few countries in the world that does this. And you might look that up on it. How many other countries award citizenship to a child of people that are here illegally? Or they come here for – they would have birthing vacations where people from other countries would be flown in, and they'd stay here a month, and they'd have their baby, and – then they take their baby home, but the baby had a U.S. citizenship because they were born here. And it was done originally out of, I think, the 14th Amendment, and it had to do with slaves because they didn't want to count slaves as U.S. citizens, but they said, well, yeah, they were born here, they're a U.S. citizen. So the question is, if you're here illegally or you're here not as a citizen, why should your children be automatically be U.S. citizens? And this is, as you can imagine, is quite the fight going on. So they're going to decide whether the lower court rulings that Trump's order was unconstitutional, was because Trump issued an executive order at the beginning of the second term ending citizenship for babies born to people who are in this country illegally or temporarily. And it's the Trump versus Barbara case. And the ruling is going to come probably in June or July. And the question is the reading of the 14th Amendment Citizenship Clause. All persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States in the state wherein they reside. And the amendment was added in the wake of the Civil War, as I just said. And this is the I, for one, think just because you're born here, if you're not here legally, if you're here for a short period of time, I'm not sure that they should be citizens. That's my opinion. Citizenship is for people who are already citizens of our country. Now, there's a lot of people who argue against that. Oh no, this is what the Constitution says, but the same group of people usually say the Second Amendment doesn't say you can have these guns, or the First Amendment doesn't do this, or it's picking and choosing. But there's some very, very intelligent scholars that say, oh, no, this is what it said and this is what it means, while others are saying, no, that's not what it, it's just like any argument. You've got both sides and some really, really smart people on both sides saying. Now, the question is, though, after that, what happens if the Supreme Court says, yeah, you're right, you've got to be a citizen of the United States, your parents have to be citizens of the United States before you're a citizen? What's that do for all the other people that have been born here? Or do we just say, from this date forward?
I would assume it would be from this date
forward. I would think so.
It says... It's a rare practice to see it anywhere outside of the Western Hemisphere.
Yeah, there's nobody, no other country does.
Europe and them went away from it. Mostly it's in the Americas, like in our side.
Yeah, just the United States. Everybody else has gone away from that, and that I understand that. But just think of the apparatus that you're going to have to build to decide that. No, let's just say there's the day they rule on June 12th that you cannot be a citizen of this country from this date forward unless your parents are U.S. citizens, or one is, okay? And that day, 100,000 babies are born. How are you going to do that? It's just the logistics and the bureaucracy it's going to take to figure that one out is going to be tremendous. However, I don't understand why we just automatically do that. Nobody else does. Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Rocky Slaughter.
Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Reading Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Reading Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Reading Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at O'Dell Craft Barbecue. With their slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. O'Dell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com.
Red Bluff Roundup is on April 17th, 18th, and 19th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the best seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday, brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
And what are some of the biggest challenges that you have had with sellers when it comes to determining the right price for their home?
Well, that's a good question. We get it a lot, actually. And I can tell you that every owner, including me when I'm selling something, we always want more than it's worth. And I think most people know that. So I think what it is really taking the time to sit down and thoughtfully go through the comparables that are similar to yours that have sold recently and do the very best you can to be realistic. If I was a buyer in today's market and I was viewing 3 or 4 homes that are similar, which one would stand out to have the most features and benefits for the price?
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Go online to readinghomes.com. That's Reading, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bond. Today, the last day of March, finally, and it's raining, which is good. We need rain because snowpacks are not what they're supposed to be this year. And just going into, it'll be an interesting summer. 7:34 in the morning, 57 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, kind of a catty corner from Sierra Gibbs, is the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. They have a super selection of jewelry. They have the only watch repairmen, stone cutters, and you can design your own piece of jewelry there. Rocky, you can design it, that special one for the missus, and they will help, you know, they'll help you design it, and they'll build it down there so that it would be a one-of-a-kind. Mm. And you can get that at Four Winds Jewelry, voted best in the North State for 4 years in a row, and there's a reason for it. They've been in business over 30 years, great people down there, outstanding selections of jewelry at very fair prices, and they're just really nice people. Four Winds Jewelry at 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And I'm here with the man, the myth, the legend, soon to be a movie, Rocky Slaughter.
That's quite the intro.
Yeah. Okay, so you should be able to solve all the problems in the world. And no, I'm not going to ask you about that first one I was talking about.
Well, yeah, I don't know about solving the problems, but I'm certainly, you know, a lot of people think that I can solve a lot of things that I
Rocky, have control over. Rocky, I've known you, I think, since I moved here, like 17, 18 years ago. Is that right?
That's, well, let's see, 18 years ago? That'd probably be a little bit of a stretch, but yeah, okay. It's been a long time.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
And you know, the first thing I remember about you, well, I mean, I kind of remember seeing you. You were involved in different things, aspects of things happening in town. It was that super slide. Now, I don't. How long ago was that? It's got to be 15.
That would have been 11 years ago, I think.
Is that all?
Yeah.
Okay, we were going through a drought, and you came up with this idea of this water slide that went down Placer Avenue.
Yeah, that's correct.
And it was to, what, bring attention?
Well, there was a company that was doing water slides throughout the state, and because of the drought conditions, they were canceling their large cities. So they would never normally ever consider a place like Reading for a water slide.
Right.
And, you know, Reading's got abundant water supply, and I thought, you know, why don't we try to have them come here because it's the only opportunity they probably would ever take. And, everything I've ever focused on is trying to create some sort of identity for our city or some sort of, forward-looking specialness, I'll say.
Yeah.
So that was just kind of one of the
that other people don't have. Yeah. Other people, you know, like Reading, water slide.
Well, you know, that was a kind of a one-off. But
it worked.
Yeah. I mean, it raised a lot of money for the parks, to give credit to the city of Reading. They were the ones that actually carried the torch at the end there. But it was probably the single funnest moment I've ever had in downtown Reading.
Well, I tell you what, you go down, it's Placer Street, went right by my street, and people were sliding down through here at about 140 miles an hour. No, okay, it wasn't that fast. But the water is recycled and all that kind of stuff. So
that's right. Yeah, there was an optical.
I remember that. Yeah. People were just... There was nobody on the fence on this one. People were either, let's stare this, or like, no.
Oh, yeah.
But it happened.
Yeah, I absorbed a lot of tomatoes on that one.
Oh, and, you did.
It was actually kind of a pivotal time in my life where I decided to end up going to law school.
That's right. And I went to law school after that.
Kind of went the opposite direction. I've been hiding, basically, for the last 11 years.
You have been. You have. Well, you know, you've been out there on things. You helped push through some really great projects.
Thank you,
Sheridan. I thought that turned out to be a real good investment in our community.
Yeah, I think it was a catalyst, and obviously that was a village took project to come to fruition.
And it wasn't easy. It had to go to a vote, and we, because we were on the side of this, thinking this would have been good for two things: one, keep Turtle Bay solvent. And because you need in a community, you need a newspaper, you need a museum, you need a viable downtown, you need all of these things. And we have that. We have it still, even in tough times. It's always, you know, it's always there.
And it's thriving. I mean, if you compare 10 years ago to today, the Garden of Lights, I mean, it's really taken off.
Yeah, and Glowing Wild, they're selling tickets now for Glowing Wild.
Right.
The second iteration of that. And, I mean... it's kind of the spinoff of Garden of Lights, and it's very successful too. And we'll be talking about that later on this month. But you're here because it's already established, the steam whistle.
Yes.
But there's more to it.
Yes, sure. So my day job is I'm chief legal and business officer for K2 Development Company. And K2 Development Company partnered with several different organizations, including the McConnell Foundation, the City of Reading, Shasta College, and many others, to bring about $300 million of development to downtown. And that also includes the courthouse, so we can't take full credit for that. But the fact that all of this
nor
money...
Nor you with the water leaks. All did not build it.
Right. But, you know, when you have all of that money infused into a local downtown economy, things start to flourish and things start to thrive. And so I've been focused on this question, and so is my team. What makes Reading unique? So I see this flag on your desk that is the America 250.
Yeah.
You know, America's been a country for 250 years. Reading's been a city for about 150. And so there's about, I don't know, three, four generations of identity that built this city. And so we're still defining it for the first time. And so now that we've got a bunch of downtown development with the new Reading Public Market, which was very popular, fortunately, I think the community's really seen the value in it.
It seems to be very successful. I've been down there several times, and I've taken people to lunch there, business lunches, and they're all from Reading. So it's not that big a thing, but
that's great.
It seems to be running fast and strong right now.
It is. It's performing much better than projected. And I think it's basically the first shot across the bow in terms of making downtown a full-blown destination for residents and tourists alike. And so in conjunction with that, we're trying to figure out what makes us unique. What can we bring that would put us on the map for the rest of California, the rest of the United States, and even the world? And we started looking at our history, and Reading was founded in 1872. We were Poverty Flats before, and it was founded because the Central Pacific Railroad, which became Southern Pacific Railroad, had a northern terminus here. So we were the top of the railroad line at the time. So at that time, you had steam trains with steam whistles coming up to the area. And we also had the first steam boat come up to Reading in the 1850s. And so
you got a steamboat up here?
Yes. It was a very short period of time.
But it was a river draft boat. It probably only took 2 or 3 feet of draft.
That's correct. So they typically went to Red Bluff and then would kind of get into the shallow waters up here. They actually did come here at one point. But then we've also had this thriving timber industry for a long time and the thriving steel and foundry business, which supported the timber industry. And so we kind of got around the creative round table and we were thinking, well, what should we call this downtown center that we started? And one of the ideas that came forward was Steam Whistle Plaza, because the steam whistle itself unites all of those different industries.
Mm-hmm.
And then we thought, that's kind of a little bit too much for a single building. Why don't we call it something conservative? So we called it Market Center. But then what if we dedicated a corner at Butte Street and Market Street to a public art piece that was a steam whistle? And then Daniel Knott on our team, which you've talked to many times, said, well, why don't we make it go off at 5 o'clock every Friday, signal the weekend. And then at that moment, when he came up with that thought, it became an idea. And so we pursued making the steam whistle functional. And just to describe to the radio audience, the steam whistle is basically three kind of rusty Corten pipes that are coming out of the ground. Kind of looks like a pipe organ. And it was designed by some architects and fabricated in Arkansas, actually, and then brought out here and stood up. And so after the pipes were in the ground, we tried to make it functional, and we didn't necessarily want to go with a full-blown steam whistle at the outset. We were looking at different theatrical examples of how we could make a replica tribute. And we found a steam whistle at Georgia Tech football stadium. And when they score a touchdown, there's this kind of fake steam whistle that goes off. And it uses some fog equipment and some loudspeakers to make that happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so we called that company. We got their exact apparatus. We brought it out here and installed it. and then did not realize that the equipment relied on the humidity in the atmosphere to function. And so there's a significant difference between Georgia humidity and Reading, obviously, but we didn't know.
So bottom line, didn't work?
It was not as impressive as the icon that we were trying to pursue.
The big steam whistle came out kind of like a...
Just like a toot. Not a true... I brought a prop.
Yeah, you
this
did.
Morning. I've been waiting to use that.
Well, you know what? The thing about your prop is people can hear it. I've had other people bring in visual props in here, and I didn't really know what to say to them because you knew it's radio. People can't see that. You know?
Yeah.
Okay. So we got a break now. So that you've got this thing out here, this apparatus, but nobody had explained or said in there, you need humidity to make this work, and we have very low humidity here.
Exactly.
So it was not giving out that full-throated sound that people expect.
Right.
All right. I'm here with Rocky Slaughter, and we're talking about the downtown steam whistle. And you're saying, why, though? Well, we're going to tell you why we're talking about it as soon as we get back.
Hit 'em up, move 'em on, hit 'em up, rawhide. Cut 'em out, ride 'em in, cut 'em out, ride 'em in raw.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Red Bluff Roundup is on April 17th, 18th, and 19th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the best seats while you can. It's constant action with bucket horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5. Rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12. Rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12. Rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Bot, streaming live at KCNRradio.com. 7:49 in the morning here on the last day of March. Finally, 57 degrees, going to be raining today and tomorrow and probably Wednesday. But then it clears up Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. So we'll have a great weekend. And I'm here with Rocky Slaughter, who is the business and legal guy over at K2. And we've been talking about the steam whistle downtown. And when they bought the apparatus from down in Georgia, but when they came up here, nobody realized that you needed a lot of humidity to make this thing really work, which we don't have. We've got lots of other things,
right?
Sunshine and dryness. So it wasn't working correctly. So
now we're due for an upgrade. So what we're trying to do is make a real, authentic steam whistle apparatus downtown with 12 different whistles that can be played almost musically. Like, you could actually plug in an instrument and play it if you wanted to. And the goal here is to have the signature sound of downtown, kind of the main icon, similar to the Sundial Bridge for Reading, this steam whistle for downtown. So people know that you're in Reading if you just got dropped here. And every Friday at 5, it'll go off. There's different programs that it'll play throughout the year. So there could be a Christmas program, a 4th of July program, maybe the America 250 program or something like that.
Yeah, 4th of July it could be going. Now, does it still blow at 5 o'clock?
No. So we've actually disabled the theatrical components in there for now. The speakers still work, which is really nice. That's an element that caught you by surprise at the Pancake Breakfast,
we went down there by it, and all of a sudden this thing sounded off. And when it sounds off, everything else ends in probably a 50-foot diameter around it. And we're trying to move at the same time. And, anyway, it was a learning experience. We never got near it, but...
Yes. So
after that,
the Asphalt Cowboys have really taken an interest in it.
Uh-huh.
It's part of the Pancake Breakfast. It's kind of like a background theme. They've got the guns blazing, and then you can have that train whistle sound. So they actually contributed, or they're going to contribute $2,500 at their media day, which is fantastic. And I should mention, we're on a fundraising mission.
And their media day is going to be April 11th, I believe, for the media day.
Yes,
I'm thinking it may be 11th or 12th in one of those. Okay.
Yes, so
we're raising funds to do this.
That's correct. So K2 Development has contributed about $220,000 into the overall build of this thing. Because think about it, we got to go underground. There's like pipes that go into the underground garage. This is definitely a once in a lifetime kind of investment into an idea, right? That hopefully encapsulates our history and the energy of our community moving forward. But because of that investment and because of that kind of first trial period, we're looking at the community. It is a community asset. It's owned by the city of Reading, that parcel. So it really is just like any other piece of public art. And so now we're on a fundraising mission that's administered through the Community Foundation of the North State. And you can get there by going to readingwhistle.com. And there's an online portal through the Community Foundation. And so far, we've had an enormous amount of interest. So Golden Valley Bank kicked us off with a $10,000 donation, which is fantastic.
Well, Golden Valley Bank, I don't know if people realize this. This is the last locally owned bank in the whole area. And, in the days of banks being taken over and consumed by other banks, Golden Valley is the last one standing.
Mm-hmm. And you can tell that they clearly care about our local area. So... That's why they kind of headlined in the beginning there. And then there's been several different contributions since then, small and large. So we've gotten as little as $20 on our online thing all the way up to the $10,000 from Golden Valley Bank. We will have a bronze commemorative plaque looking at the steam whistle that will hopefully be there for several decades. And the cutoff there for the donations is $2,500. But if you're out there and you got your own company and you're trying to market it, $2,500 over 50 years is not that large of an expense. And it's kind of one of those cool things that you'll take your kids and your grandkids down to see, look, this is something I participated in. And hopefully it takes off. And
now, this steam whistle... Are we talking about real steam?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It's not mixing things together, but this is going to be like a regular steam generating and then going up through this different set of pipes that can play different sounds.
That's correct. So it will sound exactly like an 1800s train.
Where it is right now, the pipes, are those going to change?
No. So okay. The whistles are the
themselves. Everything underneath is going to be.
It will be inside the pipes.
Oh, okay.
So, and there will actually be 12 of them. So if there's a sound like the 1800s train, there's also supplemental sounds that can make a musical tune. So there's 12 whistles, which is one short of a chromatic scale for my musician friends out there. That would allow you to play pretty much any song that you wanted, which allows us to custom program things for different events.
You know, you could sell songs like Linda's birthday for $250.
Yeah.
You'll play Happy Birthday on my wife's birthday.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Why not?
Possibilities are endless.
On the Marine Corps birthday, you could play the Marine Corps hymn.
Yeah.
Navy birthday, you could play the Navy's birthday song.
Absolutely.
I mean, this thing is endless.
It is endless, although, you know, I should note for our Market Center residents that probably there is an end to the amount of times we can play this thing. It'll be pretty loud.
But. Okay, so how many times a day would it play?
The plan right now is just one time every Friday at 5.
Okay,
and then
all right.
Special events after that. So Sunday, for example, we had the Lunar New Year downtown.
Yeah, sure.
That was wildly successful. It was a really cool cultural event.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe we could do something for that. When the Asphalt Cowboys come down and have their pancake breakfast, we'll do something for that. And I'm sure we could have a lot of fun with the Cowboys.
Well, let me know, because I will then place our remote equipment as far down the street as I possibly can. because I tell you what, when it goes, it goes. Okay, so how do people get involved with this, Rocky?
Sound like a
cool plan.
So, like I mentioned, readingwhistle.com. I just programmed that this morning, so hopefully it's up. In fact, I should probably check that.
Reading what now?
Readingwhistle.com. It forwards to the Community Foundation website.
Are you doing that, Ben?
And the Community Foundation of the North State is a really fantastic organization. I'm sure they've been on here many times with all the various funds that they've got. But it's our largest community fundraising mechanism, and anything that you donate to that group, to that fund, is a tax deduction. Check with your CPA. That's my lawyer side coming out. But, you know, if you're a company or an organization, especially in the logging industry, because this is really a tribute to the logging industry, the rail industry, and the steel industry.
So it's readingwhistle.com?
Yes. Does it work yet?
I got the buzz has something on it. So, okay.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe you're on Google and not, this is a URL that you would just type in at the top. Anyway, that will be functional the second I get off this radio.
Okay. So then you can go to it that way. All right. Cool. So, you know, again, this is another one of those things to help establish identity, and you know, our downtown has grown exponentially in the right way. It's of course, you look down to the marketplace and that whole area down there, and then you look behind us going the other way on Market Street,
right?
And you've got the new Ribcage restaurant being built.
That's correct.
From O'Dell's and plus housing.
Plus there. Housing. Yep. Market rate.
Market rate housing. Yeah. And it's interesting, the concept of what it looks like, too.
Yes, shipping containers. So it's one of those divisive ideas.
We put a lot of people in shipping containers, and you can make them really nice, air conditioning, you know, bathrooms, the whole thing.
Yeah, once they get
painted. That was in the Balkans.
Well, this is a little bit different. So once this gets painted and it's a finished product, I think people will have a far different opinion than kind of some of the online chatter that I've seen.
Yeah. Oh.
But that's another.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah.
I don't read online chatter, so.
Well, good. It's probably, you're psychologically more healthy than I am.
Okay. Rocky, thanks a lot for stopping by today.
Thank you, Carl.
Sounds interesting, and you're going to. Is there a due date on this?
Yes. So our fundraising target date is June 1st.
June 1st. Okay. Yes. Well, maybe you'll slide by again. Come through again. And we'll talk about this and bring your prop with you.
Okay. Sounds good. One more time.
One more time. Hey, when we come back from the news, we got Troy Payne, who is the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, with us.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. When it comes to negotiations aimed at ending the Iran war,
they're active and I think gaining strength. And we appreciate that.
Secretary of War Hegseth saying that while a diplomatic solution is preferred, victory for the U.S. and Israel in the war is closer than ever. An Iranian weapons site has been hit with a 2,000-pound bunker buster bomb, while Israel pounds Tehran. And Iran targeted central Israel. That's where we find correspondent Sam Mednick.
This is happening as President Trump has said, that there is what he calls great progress in these talks that are being made to come to some sort of deal. However, he's also said that if no deal is reached soon, if the Strait of Hormuz is not open, that the United States is going to broaden its targets. So far, there is no signs that this war is slowing. The United States and Israel continue to strike Iran, and Iran is continuing to send missiles this way as well.
The Israeli parliament has authorized the ultimate punishment for Palestinians convicted of murdering Israelis.
In effect, what the bill does is mandate that military courts in the West Bank dole out the death penalty as punishment for Palestinians convicted of nationalistic murder.
And that's correspondent Julia Frankel. The Supreme Court has ruled against a law that bans conversion therapy for LGBTQ kids in Colorado, one of about two dozen states that banned the practice. The High Court majority siding with a Christian counselor who argues that the law banning talk therapy violates the First Amendment. The justices, ruling 8-1, agreed the law does raise free speech concerns and sent it back to a lower court. Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson cast the lone dissenting vote in that case. Watching Wall Street this morning, stocks have been sharply higher. The Dow is up about 312 points. The Nasdaq ahead more than 300 points as well, and the S&P is up 68 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Hi, Mike Gallagher here, host of the Mike Gallagher Show. As we head into spring, there's some good news in the housing market. Rates have recently dropped. When rates drop, payments can drop. That can mean hundreds of dollars a month back in your pocket, money you can use to pay bills, reduce debt, or strengthen your financial position. That's why this is the time to talk to my friends at Fellowship Home Loans. They're helping homeowners refinance into lower rates and reduce their monthly mortgage payments. Fellowship also offers a fixed-rate line of credit for home projects or consolidating a high-interest debt with fast approval and a predictable rate. Remember, many people still qualify to skip their next two mortgage payments. That's 2 months of breathing room while you reposition financially. I've used Fellowship personally. I trust these guys. Before you make your next move, go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG. fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG or call 800-510-MIKE. 800-510-MIKE. Fellowship Home Loans. Mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers. DBA Fellowship Home Loans. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 819382.
Seeking closer ties with the West as well as more foreign investment, Syria's president meets today in London with Britain's prime minister.
The war with Iran is heaping economic pressure on a country struggling to recover from its long civil war. The repeated closure of its airspace, interruptions in the supply of natural gas, and the sudden return of large numbers of Syrian refugees from neighboring Lebanon are all making life difficult for a leader hoping to attract foreign investment to speed up his country's revival. Ahmed al-Sharaa is doing his best to stay out of the war, conscious that regional instability, whether in Lebanon or Iraq, could spill over his borders.
The BBC's Paul Adams. Saudi Arabia, the UAE, and other Gulf allies of the U.S. are urging President Trump to keep up the pressure on Iran by seeing the war through to its conclusion. The allies say the month of strikes we've seen so far have not done enough to weaken the Iranian regime. News and analysis, townhall.com. The NFL moving ahead with plans to start hiring and training replacement officials in the coming several weeks.
The league and the NFL Referees Association have been negotiating a new collective bargaining agreement since the summer of 2024, but there's little sign of a resolution. The NFL has increased its offer to a 6.45% annual growth rate in compensation over a six-year labor deal. But the NFL referees are demanding 10% plus $0.5 million for marketing fees. The current agreement expires on May 31st. Bob Hagner reporting.
High-tech systems allowing drivers to take their hands off the wheel while heading down the road will be scrutinized again by federal investigators in connection with two deadly crashes involving Ford's Blue Cruise system. The National Transportation Safety Board is expected to recommend ways to improve these partially automated driving systems. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning, or as she calls it, work release. Today, the 31st of March. 8:05 in the morning news, top of the hour, is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's here with me.
Good morning.
Good morning, buddy. And it's national...
It was national prom day.
Prom day.
Tater day.
Tater day.
It's also national clams on the half shell day. So if you like clams.
Clams on the half shell.
Yeah, I never had clams on the half shell.
Huh. I got a great clam story back in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, where you could buy 100, they were 10 cents a piece. Yeah, I know, and you got to pick them out. And it came into the wharf right there, and we thought it would last us like 3 days. No, maybe a day and a half. That was it. God, steam clams. Clams on the half shell, though. Yeah. Do you like oysters on the half shell, Ben?
I do.
Do you?
Yeah.
How about you, Troy?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Turn him on, too. Okay. All right. Weather. Today, rain, mainly after 1 p.m., and with a high near 67, the chance of precipitation is 80%. We could get wind gusts as high as 21 miles per hour today, though. And tonight, rain, likely, and with a low around 50 tonight. Tomorrow, rain. High near 61, Wednesday night, rain and possibly thunderstorms. And Thursday, a 50% chance of rain, partly sunny with a high near 64. And it's going to start clearing up in Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Sunny with highs in the high 70s or the low 80s. So, Thursday starts clearing up and we're going to have a wonderful looking weekend. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, family owned business, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, provides outstanding service to their customers, and they're just a great family, the Kenny family. And they've been doing this for close to 30 years. So, my guest is Troy Payne, who is a Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. In the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. So, good morning, Troy.
Good morning, Carl. It's absolutely a pleasure to
first
be back
of all,
here again.
A big thank you to you and all your people for everything you've been doing for our veterans, for the office itself has for years.
It's an honor. And we get to do it.
And you took over when? A year ago?
About a year and a half now.
Year and a half. And, you know, and never missed a beat. Enhanced the capabilities of your office to help veterans. And if for people that don't know what the Shasta County Veterans Service Office is, could you enlighten them?
Absolutely. So we're a county office, and our primary goal is connecting veterans and their families with the VA benefits, state benefits, local benefits that they've earned through the veterans service to our nation. Those are disability benefits, health care benefits, educational benefits. There's a plethora.
People think, and they still say it to me, well, I wasn't in combat. Boy, their son. You don't have to have been in combat.
Correct.
I know there's probably a young sergeant that is still being treated by the VA from 1976. who had his whole knee blown out playing football.
Yeah.
And when we used to, I suppose they still do, we had regimental and battalion teams and played football. And his knee was completely destroyed, which changed my whole idea of playing football in the Marine Corps.
Yeah.
Thank God there was only one game left. And but he is probably still being seen. You're riding your bicycle. You're on active duty. And yeah. And something happens. You come off and you bust something. You're
stationed on active, at Pendleton, right. Driving to work.
It's not, you know? Of course, it is not the same thing as somebody that's still got 50 pieces of shrapnel in them. But,
correct.
But you were on active duty and you were injured in the line of duty. They do, you know, sometimes investigations on those things. Was it line of duty?
Absolutely.
And if it was, then you rate that. Or if it, just general wear and tear on your body, and you served for 4 years, and now you've got hearing loss because you were in the artillery or you were around jet engines.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yep. No, it's...
Those are all things that you are, you know, that happened to you while you were on active duty.
Well, and I think the easiest way that I try to explain it, Carl, is it's the Veterans Administration, not the Combat Veterans Administration.
That's right.
And, you know, it's, if you were on active duty, you got injured in a training accident, literally driving to Pendleton from Oceanside on your way to report in for your duty day. It doesn't matter. You're on active duty 24/7. You're on recall status 365.
Mm-hmm.
It, you know, you're never off work, so to speak.
No. And you, literally within hours, you could be packing your trash, as we say.
Yeah.
And you're deploying to a combat zone.
Ruck up and move out.
There it was. And we try not to do that, but in some cases, Desert Shield, Desert Storm, we did that. Literally, you were just given the word. So it's not if you were in combat.
Correct.
It's you're a veteran, and you can think of it if you know it, like workers' compensation. If you work for a big company and you lost your hearing due to working around machinery, you know you're taken care of.
Except yeah,
we do it a lot better than companies. Yeah.
That's a great example. I use that all the time.
Yeah.
You know, for because it's such a complex system. I try to really downplay it to folks, especially those that have been out for several years and been in the civilian workforce. You know, it's with the VA, you have to kind of consider it a workers' compensation level. It's just at the federal level.
Yeah.
Because you were injured, you know, on the job.
Yeah.
And you're entitled to compensation.
Yeah. Well, you get people that, and here's the funny thing is, you'll, while you're in active duty, they treat you for whatever it was,
right.
Injuries or whatever, and you push yourself through things, which, so you can deploy or do whatever you're doing, stay in that unit, whatever. And then, sometimes people don't even go. To sick bay.
That's right.
Because if you go to sick bay, you're not going to do this next iteration of your life because you've got an injury. And the day you get out, after you've jumped out of airplanes 500 times, after you've done everything else, about a month later, it starts catching up with you.
So you
A year later, it starts catching up with you. And those all happened while you were on active duty, whether you had a round crack by your ear or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So. No, it's, and we find that a lot. What I tell people, you know, we've been around now so many years. I've been around that office since 2015 and the amount of phone calls that we get from veterans whose sons or daughters are getting ready to get out and to become veterans, we get a lot of phone calls. They'll ask, hey, you know, my daughter's getting out, my son's getting out. What should they be looking at? And I tell them at that point, look, there's no judgment at this point. Go to sick bay. Make sure that you document those things that have been bothering you for the last 4 or 5 years.
Well, you have to have a physical before you get out.
Correct.
You have to have a physical before you get out.
if those things that are something, you know, you just say, you know, my, you know, Achilles tendon ruptured. Yeah. Now that should be in your, but it could be other things that, lower back pain or, I have a friend whose feet have been destroyed. And you know who I'm talking about. From his lifestyle in the military. And the fact is that he's always in pain.
Yeah.
And this was something that you just pushed through in your job. But it's a lifelong effect on him.
Yeah.
So going down, getting that final physical and getting the things annotated that has happened to you.
Yeah. The biggest one that we find, Carl, is the reservists, that are doing drills every, you know, once a month,
once
2 weeks
month.
Out of the year.
Yeah.
Sometimes more frequently, depending on their rank structure and how they work. Those are a little more difficult because you don't necessarily drill on a major installation where you've got medical right there, but LODs, line of duty injury reports,
mm-hmm.
you know, make your unit do them, even if it's minor. It's a big deal because it makes it that much easier to prove that it happened while you were serving on active duty.
Okay, we're here with Troy Payne, who is the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. The Shasta County Veteran Service Office serves all the veterans here in Shasta County, and they are that group of people that if you've been injured or, you know, while on active duty, whether it's combat or not, you need to go visit them and let them take a look at your records and everything, because if this is especially if it's a life-changing injury that keeps you from doing things, and it happened to you while on active duty, you need to talk to the experts here about what benefits that you have earned, and, you know, not are given to you, but that you've earned. So, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's a great time to start or find a career in the healthcare industry, and Shasta Regional Medical Center has opportunities available right now, whether it's part-time or full-time. Either one, they have competitive benefits of medical insurance, tuition reimbursement, 401ks, and more. Shasta Regional Medical Center is an outstanding hospital and a great command team, over 400 nurses working there, and plus all the doctors. It's been rated in the top in the United States when it comes to heart and stroke problems. The only hospital in Reading to earn 4 consecutive A grades for patient safety. This is Shasta Regional Medical Center. Learn more at ShastaRegional.com. We'll be right back.
Hit 'em up, move 'em on, hit 'em up, raw hide. Cut 'em out, ride 'em in, cut 'em out, cut 'em out. Ride 'em in raw.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Red Bluff Roundup is on April 17th, 18th, and 19th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the best seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday, brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Get our early bird AC tune-up special now. Call Alliance at 2212-642.
Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas D. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographer's most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice, a salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all seven continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tour is produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And Troy and I have served with heroes.
Yes.
Yes. And and so welcome back to the show, 8:21 in the morning here on the last day, finally, of March. And it's a Tuesday, Tuesday. But because it's the last day of March, we are celebrating today.
Yay.
Yay. Long month. Whew. Long month. I'm here with Troy Payne, who is the Shasta County Veterans Service Officer in the Shasta County Veterans Service Office.
Thank you, sir.
Heads it up. Now, when we left, we talked about things that parents were calling in about their kids.
Yeah,
is that it?
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, what do you tell them?
So I tell them, you know, a couple of things. If that current active duty, soon to be veteran, is getting out, reach out to us ahead of getting out. We're available online. Our phone numbers are out there. Get a hold of us. If you're coming home after you've served, get a hold of us ahead of time. We'll give you a full one-on-one brief. But if that's not possible, we tell the parents, hey, have that individual, male, female, green, purple, I don't care. Have that individual start documenting those injuries. That's a key piece of it. When they go to their exit physical, talk to that doctor about the things that you've been dealing with, because that's a very vital document when it comes to filing a claim.
Anything that goes in there, and here's the thing. You served your 4 years honorably. Now, maybe you're in combat, maybe not. But you're still strong and young.
Absolutely.
And, you know, those things, you know, that hurts. But it doesn't hurt that much. My young man or woman, give yourself 30 years or 20 years. And that will come back to remind you of it. So if you have something like that, just document it.
Yeah.
And even if it doesn't bother you now.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, your care goes through your whole life.
Yes. Yeah. I'm 31 years out. I got out in 1995. And you're preaching, Carl. I am feeling it now, what happened between 88 and 95, let me tell you.
Well, my last combat tour was I was 58. And let me tell you, there were times when I was there that I was feeling my age. And and since then, it catches up with you. And it's been a while. But and that's the thing that we don't realize. When I first got out, first time, even though I was in my 40s, I never went to see the VA. I never went to see anybody because I immediately went to work, took a contract over in Croatia, came back, took other contracts, took me into other places in the world. And it wasn't until I moved to Redding that I actually, for the first time, went to the VA.
Yeah.
And it was for reasons to find out, was it any good? Because I'd been hearing different things.
Right.
And as it turns out, the VA clinic here, we're blessed to have this clinic in Redding. But also, that's when I met your friend, Dave.
Yeah. Mr. Lanford.
Mr. Lanford. And that's where I met him. And he and I just immediately became simpatico, became friends.
Yeah.
And I learned about what y'all were doing. And so, if you're a veteran, or if your kids are veterans, or your grandkids are veterans, and they're getting out, I implore you to tell them to go over and see Troy or one of his people.
Absolutely. The one thing that I don't want to skip over and brush aside on that, Carl, is those survivors of veterans that are no longer with us. You know, if your mom is here, and your father has since passed, and they were married when they you know, when he passed. Or if it's your dad that's alive, your mom's the veteran.
Yeah.
There potentially there are benefits out there for that surviving spouse.
There is.
So you know, if you've got lineage that are veterans, come into the office, call the office. Let's sit down. Let's have a conversation. I've got five fully accredited representatives chomping at the bit to help everybody walks through the door.
Well, let me talk about one of those, aid in attendance.
Okay.
Aid in attendance, if you've got a veteran who served during combat, not in combat, but during a combat time, and let's just say Vietnam. He was in for 2 years, 4 years, whatever, but just didn't make it to Vietnam.
Right.
During that whole era there, he rates, will you tell him?
So, okay, I like to call aid in attendance the ghost claim, if you will.
Yeah.
Because aid in attendance, everybody knows about aid in attendance, but aid in attendance is not a standalone claim, and that's where a lot of agencies, people make that mistake. Aid in attendance is, by definition, it is when medical conditions cause you disabilities that require the assistance of another person to get through your daily life. And what I'm talking about is the simple activities of daily living, you know, mobility, hygiene, the natural processes, if you will, getting to and from the toilet by yourself, those type of basic needs. If you can't do those on your own and you require the assistance of somebody else to help you with those, that's where aid in attendance kicks in. The kicker with aid in attendance is there's two different avenues to get there. It can be tied to a service-connected disability or a group of disabilities, or it can be tied to somebody that qualifies for a income needs-based pension from the Veterans Administration, which is a monthly check if you're living impoverished, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And you're getting a supplemental income from the VA to at least bring you up to the national poverty line, but you have disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
You can get aid in attendance on that.
Okay.
So,
and I'm very, I had friends that this happened and went through your office, as you know, and they were able to get that. And that made a huge difference in their lives and allowed him to go into a assisted living facility.
Yeah.
At the end there.
And that's the goal, ultimately.
And but if you're staying at home, if you had to bring in a caretaker, or even if it's your spouse that's taking care of you,
correct.
But it, you know, now it takes them a lot of time. They will, in going to Troy's office, you'll find out that whether you are eligible for that.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It can be a lifesaver in it many cases.
It. Yeah.
It can change your life.
It can change the game.
Yeah. So, you know, and that's for our older listeners and that are veterans, and
right.
things are starting to happen. So it doesn't hurt to go down and talk to somebody in Troy's office.
Yeah.
Troy or one of his great people down there to find out that, yeah, this is available under these, you know, under these conditions.
Correct.
Okay. Now we have to take a quick break. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue, my barbershop of choice. Troy doesn't go there, but he would. Yeah, Troy shaves his head. Let me put it that way. Founded in 1960, they've been in the same location since 1967. It's a great barbershop, my friends. It's not a hair salon. You can make appointments there, too, which I really like because it works on my schedule. And you can either call them at 530-244-9478. Or you go to Booksy, and you find the date, the time, and when you want to do this. And you can schedule out for months. If you're a person that does that, I can never do that. And they'll send you a confirmation email, and then the day of your haircut, they'll send you another email to remind you about it, which is good for me. It's, like I said, it's not a hair salon. It's the old-fashioned barbershop, and it's great. It's man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. And we'll be right back with Troy Penn.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Reading, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com.
Red Bluff Roundup is on April 17th, 18th, and 19th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the best seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday, brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Near Talk Radio, 8:34 in the morning. Make that 8:35 in the morning here on the last day of March. Thank goodness. 58 degrees. Going to be getting some rain today, my friends, and tomorrow and the next day. On Thursday, it's going to start clearing up. My guest today is Troy Payne, who is the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. And SB 694.
Woohoo!
We talked about this several times.
We did.
What was that bill?
So we had
the background on this one.
When the VA back in 2016 took the teeth out of the federal government's ability to enforce through penalty bad actors that were taking advantage of veterans, helping them file their VA disability claims, pension claims, and then charging them exorbitant amount of money to do that.
And not only to do it, but then they would take their money every month after that.
Potentially.
Some of them did.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I can quote a case that a gentleman went with one of these firms, if you want to give them that luxury, and he filed some claims, or a claim. They got him an award, and then he said, okay, I'm done with you, and he moved on to a county veterans service office here in California, and they filed some follow-up claims based on the original claim.
Mm-hmm.
And that company came in and said, oh, by the way, those were related to our claims, so we get part of that, too. And they didn't do 2 seconds of work on it. But they came back and took part of that.
And these are nationwide companies.
They are.
And they would take people and say, well, you know what, we guarantee you're going to get claims. And then they would actually send them to their own doctors.
Yeah.
And so, but they would take them, they were preying on these veterans. And they were not authorized. They were not, they hadn't gone through any of.
They're not accredited.
They were not accredited in any way. So, SB 694 was a bill that was introduced, and who was the gentleman?
That was Senator Archuleta out of Southern California.
Hardcore Democrat. But
82nd Airborne.
82nd Airborne in Vietnam. So, what they said was,
they said, we're not going to put up with, here in California, we're not going to put up with these organizations taking advantage of our veterans. And you can go get accredited by the VA, and you can operate in California.
If you're accredited. Right.
You have to be accredited, go through all the background checks, go through all of the red tape that it requires.
The training.
For any
everything.
CVSO.
Yeah.
To do. And, you know, then you're okay. But we're not going to let you run willy-nilly roughshod throughout this state taking advantage of veterans. And by goodness, it was a fight. It was an absolute battle.
The opponents of this bill spent millions on it.
They were spending upwards of $450,000 a week to fight this.
And against them,
were the Veteran Service Officers, veterans organizations, all of this that saw, no, you can't continue to do this.
Yeah.
And Archuleta introduced this bill, and it actually had overwhelming support.
It did.
See, I was totally surprised by that, and I'm sorry. I apologize to, you know, our elected representatives down there, because frankly, I thought that the money would get to them like it has in so many other places. But in this time, they stood strong.
They did. I mean, obviously, you're going to have some that are looking for avenues to let these guys operate, blah, blah, blah. But the overwhelming support when it went through the assembly, unanimously.
Unanimously. Okay. When's the last time you heard that?
Yeah. And then, you know, it went on to the Senate. We forced it to the Senate floor. It actually went to the Senate before the fall winter break.
Yeah.
It got held up there in one of the committees, but we got a promise that it would be heard in January. And it took until the end of January, but it went to the Senate floor.
They forced it out of committee.
It went to the floor. It had overwhelming support. The amount of lobbying by these paid advocates for the opposition, we were shocked by the vote and how not close the vote was. But ultimately, it went through, and county veteran service officers here make up the California Association of County Veteran Service Officers, which is our state association. We had the honor of being in Sacramento for our state conference when Governor Newsom signed that bill, and our president of our association was there, shook his hand, spoke at the podium, and then watched him wet ink that bill. And
well, Gavin, one of the few times you will ever hear this from this station, or from me, maybe from the station you'll hear it, but from me is, good on you, buddy.
Absolutely.
You know, it was a good thing you did sign in this. It protects our veterans from becoming the prey of these corporations that really don't care.
Yeah.
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 And so what that means now is they can still operate, but they've just got to be accredited like everybody else.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
And what's happened since that? Have any of them done that?
Not to my knowledge yet.
It's easier to go to another state.
Yeah. One of the only thing that we had to agree to is the claims that they already had out. The legislation is written so that they're allowed to continue those claims for the contracts that were already signed. So effective January 1st, 2027, it becomes illegal and it becomes a predatory practice by statute and is chargeable under new state
law. So they can sign up as many people as they want during this. But what we've got to do is say, hey, the ones that are taking your money, these corporations, I guarantee you, if you go to our Shasta County Veteran Service Office, you will get top-notch quality administrative care and help, and you will get the same, if not more, of the benefits that you deserve, and it's not going to cost you a penny. It's not going to cost you half of your first month's check and, you know, and 25% after that the rest of your life.
Correct.
It is predatory. And you can probably tell I'm pretty strong against this, what they were doing. Because I know somebody that did it. And they charged them so many $1,000s. Oh, we don't. No, that will come out of, you know, when you get your benefits. You don't have to pay anything up front. And it's kind of like, excuse me? You know, that kind of thing. So, well, good. So 694 was passed. It's a protection for our veterans. Starts next January 1st.
Correct.
So, but if you've got a question and this looks great on paper, ask them how much it's going to cost.
Yes, please.
And then go to your veteran service office.
Yeah.
or American Legion. I think American Legion helps or others, but I would.
Most of them are referring to us now.
Yeah, most of them will come to the Veterans Service Office. And last year, you were able to earn how much? How much was the benefits that you all?
For Shasta County alone, 2025, the state legislative report just came out. Just from the efforts of my office alone, we brought in over $14 million of new money to the veterans of Shasta County.
Okay, this does not count retirement pay.
No.
These are just benefits. That's $14 million that came into Shasta County.
Yeah.
A local came into people's pockets who then turn and spend this in Shasta County for the most part.
Yeah, right now there's $253 million of VA federal funds that are non-taxable income coming into the veterans' pockets in Shasta County alone.
A year. Wow. And this is, if you're a veteran out there and you've not been to the VSL, make it, well, come on down. I mean, and see them. They're, you know, and they may tell you, no, there's really, you're fine the way it is, but we've got you in the system and you can come back. Yeah. But it could be things that you can be seen for right now, or maybe it is a disability that can be put in for.
Absolutely.
And that you've been living with for several years. You shouldn't have to do that. You were injured on active duty. You're going to be taken care of.
Yeah. No, there's been so many legislative changes, Carl.
Yeah.
And that's the difference between a CVSO and these bad actors.
Mm-hmm.
We are required to have 3 training conferences for all the updated regulatory stuff, all the new learning, all of that, 3 conferences a year where we go back, sit down with CalVet, we sit down with the players at the VA, and we learn how to interpret all of that new stuff.
Yeah. So, I know you guys are going through school all the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
Okay, I'm here with Troy Payne, the Shasta County Veterans Service Officer, and good news about SB 694. And we'll be right back.
Hit 'em up, move 'em on, hit 'em up, rawhide. Cut 'em out, ride 'em in, cut 'em out, ride 'em in, rawhide.
Bluff Roundup is on April 17th, 18th, and 19th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest 3-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the best seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday, brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Get ready. It's time for the free all-ages Freddy Rancheria Earth Day Fair. Friday, April 24th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. outside in front of the Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a day full of local vendors, artisans, fun food, and activities. Over 50 vendors will be there sharing crafts, wisdom, and fun. So come on down and learn how to tread softly on our earth, all while enjoying the sunshine and outdoors at this free all-ages event. Join the festivities as we make the planet sparkle with fun. The Freddy Rancheria Earth Day Fair. For info, contact Dara Hart at 530-242-4559.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. 8:50 in the morning here, and on the last day of March. And my guest is Troy Payne, who is a Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, who just informed me that last year the benefits that flowed into Shasta County, and these are new benefits, equaled $14 million. That comes right to our veterans here. This doesn't count those people that, you know, retired. It's not their retired pay. These are benefits. And over the period of time that the Shasta County Veteran Service Office has been here, it's like $253 million.
Oh, yeah.
Every year comes in from benefits that veterans have earned while on active duty.
Yep.
Okay.
That's accurate.
Now, health care.
Yeah.
You know, let's talk a little bit about that.
Okay.
In the VA.
Yeah, health care. That's it's a different animal. One of the things a lot of veterans don't necessarily catch idea of, I guess, is that the VA Veterans Administration is made up of three branches, and you've got the veteran benefits side, you've got the veteran health care side, and then you've got the cemetery administration, and they're very much set up similar to Washington, D.C.'s three branches where they don't talk. Uh-huh. They don't automatically just roll back and forth information. So just because you're part of the, you know, the veterans healthcare side doesn't mean that the veterans benefits side knows that, and vice versa. If you're receiving VA benefits, you're not necessarily those, that information is not necessarily automatic to VA healthcare. So you have to put in the documents to utilize VA healthcare.
Okay.
That's another thing that our office does. And you can do that either as you're exiting service, or you can come to my office. We'll help you with the application. We'll tell you all the information that's necessary. Because another big thing that the general public may not realize is not every veteran that served this country is entitled to VA healthcare.
Really?
Oh, no, absolutely not. It is limited. It's based on either disability or income.
Okay.
So if you're receiving VA disability, yeah, you can automatically be enrolled. You still have to fill out all the paperwork.
Uh-huh.
But if you are living on a moderate income, low to moderate income, you can also apply for VA healthcare. They just have a means test that you have to prove your financial status right. in order to become eligible.
If you're retired from the military, that's an automatic.
That's TRICARE.
It's TRICARE and all that.
Yep.
And so I have VA and Linda has TRICARE.
Yeah.
And, of course, after you reach a certain age, Medicare becomes the primary, and then your TRICARE, though, which is the, I guess that would be the point Part B or something that takes care of, like, medications and, yeah. and all those things.
Yep.
So it's not an automatic just because you served that
Correct.
You're going to be seen by the VA, and that is some people think that you are.
Absolutely. And, that's a huge misunderstanding in the public.
And but you could have, you can be out for decades.
Yeah.
And you come in.
I was.
Be seen. Yeah. And so what was your story? You were out for decades before you went in?
Oh, absolutely. I got out in 1995.
Yeah.
I didn't have that exiting education that they try to provide now.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't spell VSO because I didn't know what one was. So it was.
I don't ever remember VSO being mentioned.
Yeah.
When I first got out.
Yeah, no.
Retired.
Fast forward to 2015, and mm-hmm. a job opportunity came open with my office. I had no idea what it was, but I thought, okay, I think I'm a veteran. You know, I didn't go to Iraq, but, you know, I think I have enough service time. So I applied, and I landed the position. That's when the education started. And let me tell you, it's been 10 years of university-level education ever since.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I had a friend that served 20 years mm-hmm. in the Marine Corps. I didn't ever miss a deployment to a combat zone. He never got to one.
Yeah.
Until the last, on the War on Terror, that lasted such a long time.
Right.
And after 20 years, it was the first time he had been in a combat zone. So, again, we go back to this, that... you don't have to have served in a combat zone.
Correct.
To take advantage of our veteran service office here.
Yeah.
Go in and talk to them.
Please.
Yeah. And, and even if it's been a while since
yeah.
you got out.
Yeah.
Come in.
Legislative changes. The VA finally opened up and started recognizing the toxic exposures that
yeah.
veterans are exposed to in their daily life missions. It doesn't mean you were in Vietnam with Agent Orange. It doesn't mean you were in the burn pits. They're talking about the toxic exposure of jet fuels and cleaning solvents and the PFTs for firefighters. They're finally starting to recognize those. So when we discuss them in our office and we file a claim, the evidence-based information that we provide allows them to go back and look at your job description, look at your exposures, and they can concede those exposures. And then the only thing we have to do is prove that whatever condition we're talking about is related to those exposures.
Well, and here's the thing. A lot of those exposures have downlines.
Absolutely.
Agent Orange. And it seems like every year they're finding something else out that Agent Orange causes. But there's yeah. a downline on that. I'm not as familiar with the burn pits because, you know, the only burn we did was of the
there's a certain detail.
There's
that
a certain
was,
detail yes. where you would burn the refuse of,
yes.
in a 50-gallon drum. And but the water in Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, was tainted. And if you were stationed there from the 50s through the 80s,
yeah.
they're finding downlines where kids are born with cancer and all of these. These are things that they're, you know, they discovered, and they've put out all types of, you know, documents to people to come in. But maybe you haven't heard that.
Yeah.
That maybe it was your father. That was, you know, that suffered with this, but now there's people in your, you know, in your family, you know, in the downline that has. You need to come in and see the VSO. Or, was I too quick?
little quick on the trigger on that
okay.
one, Carl.
Okay.
So, the VA will take care of the veteran
right.
and the spouse,
right,
and potentially minor children.
Okay.
I don't want to put messages out there that if you're 47 years old and your dad served in Vietnam and now you have some disease, it's caused by your dad, because the VA has already run that through the courts, and literally for male Vietnam veterans, the only thing that is passed down through heritage, if you will, is spina bifida.
Okay.
So there, I don't want to confuse the public and make them think that.
Well, don't listen to anything I just said. And, we'll take this out of the archives. But there are, I know in the water, Camp Lejeune, there are a lot of problems with
there
that.
There are, but those are under,
but they're under a separate thing.
Those are under class action suits.
Okay.
Not involving the VA directly.
Well.
Okay. It's always an education, Carl.
It is. And this is why it's important that we have you on a regular basis and to talk about these things, because people have a lot of questions.
Absolutely.
Out there. And I hope we've cleared up some things for people, and I might have even confused some of the others. But if there is a question, how do they get a hold of you all?
So we are easily called at 530-225-5616. Or we do walk-ins Monday through Friday. We're at 1855 Shasta Street here in Reading.
It's got a flagpole in front of it.
It does. It does. And unfortunately, the trees are finally starting to bloom, so the sign that says our name on it is kind of getting covered up from the street side.
You know, but as you're going up, what is this?
Shasta Street.
As you're going up Shasta Street, it's on your left-hand side.
That's correct.
Go across Court Street, and there it is.
There it is.
Troy, thank you so much.
Carl, it's always an honor and a pleasure to be here.
You bet. Hey, tomorrow, Reading Police Department joins us. Have a great day, and God bless America.